Wouldn't you love to get paid for doing what you love to do? If you're ready to move on to what's next, join us for Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson. Our uplifting live talk show on Saturday mornings from 10 to noon will have you circling back, not running in circles, to pull your experience forward in new ways. Advance your career, plus help others with theirs. Join us Saturdays, 10 to noon, right here on 104.1 The Truth, for pragmatic advice and unconventional wisdom. Circles of Change with Dr. Zara Larson, where your path is created by walking on it.
Well, the happiest of holiday seasons to everyone here on Circles of Change, and whether that be literally you're listening to us live today or catching this podcast after the fact, I thought we'd move into a fun topic that really is timeless, I'll say. It really doesn't matter what time of year you step back and reflect and think about going a new direction, but certainly we have a tendency to do that as we close out the year or we start to ramp up for the new year. So I'd like to entitle this section, Moving Beyond New Year's Resolutions and Trading Up with Intention. And in particular, that word, trading up, is the operative one. In fact, let me tell you a quick story before I get into some of the tips and tricks like we like to offer. It actually was about 10 years ago this month that I had all the semblance of things between my wonderful partner in crime, my husband Ted, and I have a great, fulfilling life, lots on our plate with young children, great careers, opportunities to impact the community. But in all honesty, I was feeling this element of feeling flat. In other words, not that I wasn't challenged, but it wasn't clear to me I was still in that point of being truly fulfilled and growing and kind of pressing the envelope, which, again, for frequent listeners, know that that probably is my lifelong mentoring mantra of always wanting to maximize and press the envelope in what it is I'm gifted with the opportunity to take hold of. And so I was really searching for an opportunity or some signals as to what's next. And not that I was ready to bail out of where I was, per se, but knew that there was some need for me to step into a reflective place. And as we often say here, how can I go slow before I go fast? And so through courtesy of meeting some very interesting people who I think actually had gone through a similar process, I started journaling. And that's not the Dear Diary, today I had a coffee type thing, but really just letting perhaps what my subconscious was telling me come out, clipping articles, vignettes, saving movie tickets, whatever it might be, that might reawaken and spark some thoughts as to what kind of dots I want to connect for me next, in light of, again, the responsibilities I have with my husband and our lovely young family. And lo and behold, this great fortune met Rayona Sharpnack, who still to this day, 10 years later, continues to be one of my personal executive coaches and also a colleague now in the business of helping others shift. And Rayona invited me to attend a 6-month-long process with a group of other professionals. And the way it went was, we got together for 3 solid days up in the California area and did some personal inquiries, some lectures, some great learnings. And then over the course of the 6 months, had 2-week teleconferences, one-on-one coaching sessions, and then a capstone where we met together. Well, the story I want to tell you is during that first 3-day session together, and mind you, none of us had met one another before, she had us step into the arena and go through a experience with horses. Now, those of you here in the Midwest, sounds like no big deal. That's kind of part of the working life that we have here, or exposure. But remember, I was from Connecticut. And by the way, I must have had some experience as a child that didn't quite fit well, because to me, I was petrified of horses. And I knew this experience was part of this coaching design. So I basically even had a golden retriever t-shirt on underneath my sweatshirt, and I kept telling myself, this is just a big dog. This is just a big golden. The challenge was to go out in the arena with a trained facilitator and to take the horse out on the lunge line and have him walk around you in that circle, stop, and then trot. And you were to start by proclaiming your leadership proclamation to the assemblage in front of you. And mind you, I had not met any of these people but maybe a cocktail party the night before. So there's a bit of personal vulnerability. And as you might imagine, these were all a bunch of type A executives who usually want to pretend that they've got everything totally under control and in order. And it was dawned on me that this was going to be a very challenging opportunity for any of us, even those perhaps who had horses in their background. So I went up 3rd, my lucky number, Craig, the horse, 16 hands, by the way, so this was no pony. And I stood in front of the community and shouted out my proclamation, then stepped back in the arena. And indeed, lo and behold, shock to me, that Craig just absolutely walked in that circle around me out on the lunge line, no problem. And my other colleagues, who I'd kind of been off to the side expressing my apprehension to, kind of gave me this roll of the eye, like, oh yeah, like she was sandbagging. She clearly knows what she's doing. She's got it all together. And so I, in some regard, had surprised myself. Then came to the point of asking Craig to stop, which he did. And then the facilitator said, okay, now let's take it to the next level, in which case this involves, you know, your own personal energy and so on, and telling the horse, it's time to trot. Let's trot, Craig. And I have to tell you, folks, there was nothing I could do to get that horse to trot. He just continued walking, as if I wasn't even there, walking around me, though, out on the lunge line. And the facilitator was really pushing me. Come on, Czar, where's your energy? Say that proclamation again. And I could feel myself losing ground inside of myself, at which point then the horse stopped. I pulled him back on the lunge line, walked in front of the community, and the facilitator then started asking me, so what's going on? And talk about a real life, suddenly the big ha-ha hit me. And this was also why I teed up this conversation, start with what was going on as to why I was feeling flat. And it dawned on me that if I'm not running at my best and challenged and fulfilled, then how in the world do I think I can get others to follow in that path? The experience with horses, as you know here, those of you who are equestrians and or anywhere in the country, but certainly in the Southwest, you know that these critters can absolutely see right through us and know a lot more about us than we may know about ourselves. And I'm eternally grateful for that experience that then led me down this path with Rayona's guided help to resolve to move to a different place. And not just to do stuff or to fix bad habits, but rather to really step into a new way of being. And in fact, I'd commend any of you to Rayona Sharpnack's work, and her book is called Trade Up, 5 Ways to Redesign Your Life from the Inside Out. And both life, by that she means your personal life as well as your professional life. So in that context, let me share then the next steps of the story. And that was for me personally, again, this was 10 years ago, that eventually led to myself and my family circling out here. I'll say circling forward to Arizona back in 2004. But 10 years ago, stepping back with Rayona's guidance as well as this community to know that there are basically 4 key things that you do. Is that first off is to step back and that you know that you have to reveal the context of which you frame up everything you do, and perhaps put each one of those contexts in the form of a conclusion, as opposed to wallowing around in perhaps assumptions and facts. And kind of goes like this, that Rayona says that we really need to consider the kaleidoscope, and that with only a slight turn in the lens, we may have the opportunity to see things in an entirely different image. In other words, as Rayona coached me, is that the slightest adjustment in our language can bring forth an entirely new way of being. And that language is really where I would go with our conversations around New Year's resolutions as opposed to New Year's intentions. You know, they say it takes about 21 days to really change a habit. And whether that be one that you put out that says that I'm going to exercise every day or I won't eat chocolate when I get stressed, that 21 days of reinforcing a positive behavior allows us to kind of rewire the script in our head. In fact, we've talked about handwriting analysis, and that if people practice certain techniques, they can use that as a method of slowing themselves down or becoming more discerning. Or for any of you that look to add dietary supplements, great healthy vitamins or minerals to your diet, that lo and behold, if you can do it 21 days in a row, it does become something that your body enjoys appreciating. Plus, you have that behavior wired into you that you know you don't start your meal or your day without including those supplements. So part of this about revealing your context, though, it first starts with us really deeply reflecting on what may have us in the place that we currently are. And that includes, of course, things that have been brought to us from a longstanding in our family and our education or our life experiences. I have to tell you that the time when I started looking at my own context back 10 years ago, really recognized that my predominant context was that I was the one that needed to make it happen regardless of the cost. In other words, anything I approach, it was one from a leadership mantra. And when I say the word cost, that could mean personal cost to me in terms of the stress I took on myself, the additional burden, but also the cost could be in damaging relationship with others and perhaps actually crowding out someone else's opportunity to step up, who may or may not know they're ready to, but also me having the patience to allow that to happen, whether that be my peers, my direct reports or people in my organization. So the idea of revealing what your context was. And once I wrote that down in front of me and said that I'm the one that needs to make it happen despite the cost and kept that with me in front, I could suddenly almost be like Shakespeare watching the actors in the play as opposed to the play itself, and to watch myself when I would start stepping into those situations. Number one, thus, reveal your context. Number two, then, is to take ownership of each of those contexts and assess its impediments and its virtues. And as I said, yes, as a leader, my teams and I climbed a lot of mountains, but what personal cost, and did that gravitating to the driver's seat crowd out others? The third step, then, is really then to take what you know, to own it, and now design your context that you think will serve you and those you care about the best. And then for me personally, what that was is I said, well, how about I rethink this and stake out and say that I'm going to lead from behind and help others unleash their potential to reshape the future. And in fact, a future they may not have any dream or thought that they could accomplish. So you can get a sense of this major shift that I went through, and not that you could do it right out of the way, but just to write that I'm the one that's in charge or leading the charge, to now I'm the one that's going to enable others, step side by side with them, or actually step behind, almost as if I could put my hand between their shoulder blades and support them as they shift. For those of you who follow our show and heard about my other work, of course, that is what I do today. And okay, it took me 10 years, maybe not 10, but about 6 to get to that point where I was really ready to let go. But this journey of personal transformation involves just that. It's that staking out what and accepting and owning how you have been, then crafting what might be that new vision, and then along that way looking for steps to get there. Those steps then come in primarily the key form is practicing. How do you practice to sustain that new context? What are you going to start? What are you going to stop? And then how are you going to build it so it reliably shows up for you? Now, practice may not be doesn't mean you need to be perfect, but it does make practice does make it permanent. And this may call for some real work to step back, rethink, let go, and walk away, which part of my journey was, of course, in this shifting mode is to say, number one, I wanted to get additional education to kind of just fortify and dust out my own cobwebs, but to start taking assignments where I wasn't in the driver's seat, where I was on a team supporting others, and then ultimately making the decision to step out to establish the Larson Group Architects of Change. And even the choice of the word of architect implies more a partnership, also a recognition you won't necessarily being the one to get the steel, the girders, the visceral things to build things, but that you're supporting the creative process, that whole dynamic for other people. So again, revealing the context, taking ownership of it, designing then a new context, and then practicing it, not to get it to be perfect necessarily, but to get it to be permanent. And it's been interesting for me, I think, you know, part of it, just as a quick sidebar, that's really what the radio show has been about for me, is it's a complement to the coaching and the consulting work that I do, and it's a constant reminder that my role is in this context of bringing others to the air for you folks to enjoy here on Circles of Change. It's how I love to connect my guests with other guests that have been with us over these 5 years, and who knows how many to come. Of course, I also enjoy offering to all of our guests the opportunity to recommend others to join us. So I can be in this position now of being a catalyst and spurring others along that change dimension to connect. That takes some practice. If I can recall some of the first shows that we did here on the air, it still was a little bit more of me being in charge. And not that you don't have to plan and execute these shows with the great help of the folks we have here at 104.1 The Truth, but that the practice also means a certain element of letting go and guiding and knowing your guests are going to take these various segments in ways that make sense for them, since we like to make the podcasts available for use anywhere on the planet as far as that goes. So practice. And for Zara, the additional practice, as you might imagine, because this was coincident with our children growing, they're now 14 and 17. As teens, that whole idea of their striving into their own independence without mom or dad or others helicoptering around them, that's been probably the ultimate journey or ultimate transformation for me when I step back and look at this idea of this new context of wanting to help others unleash their potential, which means on their time frame, within their skill set, but perhaps our ways to clear out the path so that the options can present themselves, which is something I work very clearly with my individuals whom I coach, either in company settings or those who are looking to shift their career. Reveal, take ownership, design, and practice. Now, there's one final, a fifth step that no one could do on their own. And in fact, that is the whole dynamic around this, that this is a journey that we all benefit greatly from others who can support us in our practice. So that means to engage, truly engage, and identify and list others to keep you honest about operating from this next context, and also help you mitigate backsliding to the old, which, as Mark Samuel and I, of course, talk about here on the show a lot, our accountability guru, that it's the human condition to step back and to lose traction. And sometimes that's where the learnings are of taking two steps back, one step forward, or three steps forward, that back and forth process indeed continues to build our muscle and our resilience in making a shift happen. So, again, engaging, identifying, listing others is no trivial adventure, obviously. You have to be very mindful of the individuals you select to be part of this. And obviously, in my case, 10 years ago, I was fortunate enough to have Riona Sharpneck, who I've kept in touch with, who every now and then I call and start telling a story, and she says, that sounds a little bit like the I Need to Be in Charge Zara showing up. Thank you very much. You're absolutely right. And the saying, of course, that is, if you want to travel fast, you travel alone. But if you want to travel far, you travel together. And this really holds true, and it helps us hold ourselves accountable in that mechanism, doing something for a sustainable shift. Now, all this is well and good, and I'm not saying that all of you who are listening will want to take a major leap into the unknown or a major shift like I did to move away from a corporate career of 25 years and shift and uproot your family from one coast to the other coast, or even find yourself now owning a horse, which, again, as I told you in that 2001 experience of me holding that horse on a lunge line, and now I've got one in our own pasture that's a part of our life. But that even the smallest of things that we do to look to trade up can, in many regards, build upon one another to take us to the next perspective. So for those of you, again, listening to this live, and here we approach in mid-December time frame, and you're thinking about, okay, what's next year, I encourage you to think about really shifting intentions, not just resolving to perhaps fix or don't do things, but indeed, what are you going to trade up to and do for the next step forward?
Change is chaotic. That is, unless you embrace it, going places you hadn't dreamed were possible. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, is a leadership consulting, executive coaching, and career transition firm. We help individuals make the most of their current employment situation or to step forward confidently into a career transition. Contact us at thelarsongroup.com or toll free 1-877-544-2580. The Larson Group, Architects of Change, 877-544-2580.